today's episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, 100 Things Millionaires Do, continued. Today, friends can make you or break you. Some people energize you and drive you forward, while others poison and drown your ambitions. So choose wisely. There's a theory that each of us is just the average of the five people we spend the most time with. Can you imagine if you hung out with some of the world's most respected billionaires, like Bill Gates or Elon Musk or Jack Ma or Richard Branson? Science backs up this idea that the people we socialize with have an incredible impact upon us. In fact, a 2013 study in the Journal of Psychological Science concluded that having strong-willed friends could increase our self-control, as if just being in their presence strengthens our willpower. It works because, well, they're serving as our subconscious role models. Psychologists call this social influence, and it refers to the ways that we adjust our actions and our ideas to conform to the expectations of a particular social group. Ask yourself, do you buy clothes or foods to be like your colleagues? Do you keep quiet about your ambitions in case your family belittles you for dreaming of being wealthy? Do you spend your weekends doing activities that you don't really enjoy simply to play along with your friends? It's a good idea to reflect on your relationships and consider which serve you in a positive way. You'll want to explore which of your friends and acquaintances have the values, mindsets, and behaviors that are aligned with your own. Social influence can be harnessed to support you on your journey to creating wealth. Your takeaway? Don't allow other people's insecurities, small-mindedness, or lack of belief hold you back from fulfilling your own needs and following your own path. You want to pull away from toxic people. Don't spend time with anybody who's making fun of your goals or how you choose to spend your time and energy and money in the pursuit of a better life. If you know that spending time with toxic people, jealous friends, bitter colleagues, and insecure siblings is not helping you, then break that pattern. Be nice, be diplomatic, but give them some space. You might feel obligated or even guilty by pulling away, but if you had to choose, it's really about creating the life that you want, not about not rocking the boat. So surround yourself with people who support and believe in you. Allow yourself to meet and be drawn to like-minded souls who appreciate your ambitions and desire for a better life themselves, especially one with more financial freedom. To be clear, we're not suggesting that you walk away from your old life and give up all your old friends in order to make new ones. It's about balance. Perhaps you could gradually increase the time and support that you get from those friends, old and new, who do get you and appreciate what you're trying to achieve. And that's this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.